What is up, my people?
What's good? What's good?
What is good? You're listening to Dari and Dami's podcast, and I am Dami.
And it's Dari.
Yeah, and you're back with us on episode 4.
Yes, and this is a very special episode because we have our good friend, our homeboy, our director, writer.
Everything on our podcast.
Come see.
Yeah, so this podcast, we're going to be talking about individuality.
If you guys wouldn't, you guys knew how many times they took it to this thing.
We're still pausing. Our brain is currently on slow mo. It's exam period.
It's warm up.
Yeah, exactly. But it's all good. So yeah. Come sit down to give us a quick intro.
You know, or should we introduce you? How do you want it to work?
Usually my staff they introduce me, but I'm joking, I don't have staff. Kamsi. My name is Kamsi. So
AKA Mr.
Kamsi now. Mr. Kamsi.
I thought it was AKA Apostle.
Me? I do not entertain that name. It was forced on me without my lawyers giving consent. But yeah, my name is just Kamsi. We all go to the same school, University of Winnipeg. I don't know if I was allowed to say the school.
No, you can say, yeah, you can say.
In case Dari was hiding from people. his village people finally know the name of the school. Well, yeah, I go to University of Winnipeg, applied computer science. And
yeah, so Kamsi, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you feeling?
No more. I feel fat. I'll be honest.
In what way?
FAT, fat. I have extra skin.
You know, you can be fat in your bank account, you know.
I mean, I'm fat everywhere other place. So, you know what? I mean, but I'm all right. I mean.
Yeah, so I guess we should get straight into it.
Yeah, let's get right into it.
So, Kamsi, what were your aspirations growing up? Tell the people. What do you think you're going to become when you were small?
I've had different careers. My first job was doctor.
That's very far from what it is
right now. Exactly.
Then we get a little bit closer. I was supposed to become a pilot, you know. That was my second job. That was around when I was like 6 or 7.
Actually, it's good. It's good, you don't become a pilot.
I can't fly. I'm even afraid of heights.
No, it's not that. It's like, instead of airplane music, you'll be playing your, I guess, trap.
I got a pilot trapped in the plane. Hello, good evening, your captain speaking. Finishing the trip in the trip. But yeah, I realized I like computers a lot and all this ugly tech stuff. So I followed everybody to do computer science. So yeah, trying to get my degree in computer science.
Yeah, me and Kamsi, I've been going at computer science for the past 2 years. It's not fun, but it's what we chose to do.
It's what we chose to do. That's why, you know, when people say school is a scam, I feel like, how is it a scam when you choose to enter it? Like, I don't know what you guys think about that.
Some people don't choose.
Yeah, some people, it gets imposed on them. Don't go to school, we are so new.
But I mean, it's not a scam at the end of the day because you're paying for it.
Sure, actually, no knowledge is lost if you actually think of it that way.
No, I'm not thinking of it as knowledge. It's like, you need the knowledge. I'm just saying, like, we pay them to scam us. Like,
I don't know.
Is that something I was thinking about?
I think of it in this way where, like, imagine this, you know how scammers operate, they'll be like, oh, for you to access this 30 billion, you need to give me this $40 first. So I think in that sense, it's a scam because they tell you that, oh, it's something that you really need.
Definitely. They tell you that you can't succeed.
Yeah, you can't succeed without school.
Exactly.
Without school, and then you come here and then we're like,
study computer science.
Larry, have you done your assignments?
No.
Larry is recording.
That's besides the point.
Yeah. So my next question is, like, what is it that you're doing? You said you were coerced into going to computer science.
We're all coerced. But I mean, I still like computer science. I won't act like I don't like it. I mean, I wear glasses, so automatically I'm a nerd.
You're a smart guy.
Yeah, I'm a nerd. I'm a smart guy, right? Yeah. But we only thank God. I have other hobbies, Sean. I like telling stories. So,
sidebar. In telling stories, it also includes lying.
No, he doesn't lie. See, this man does not lie.
Exactly. This man does Thank lie. You very much Wait, for supporting me for the black brother.
He does not lie.
On what ground?
He's a very truthful brother. I've never heard this man tell a lie.
Thank
in
you.
Life.
Thank you. You know
wow,
what?
So much confidence.
But please, let's refocus.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. What was the question again? I don't remember.
The question was like, what are you currently doing? Like?
Oh, I'm doing assignments. That's for sure. Mommy, if you are listening to this, if you ever listen to I'm doing assignments.
Assignment.
On the side, like I said before, I like telling stories. So I'm writing, I'm trying to write a book. I'm trying to do like short videos and short films and stuff like that. Yeah, so that's what I'm on right now.
That's what you're up to. Those are the only projects you have going on.
Let me think. I mean, if I start listing everything I do,
it's going to be a long list.
And one that I would want to say is, Kamsi is a very low-key person. He's actually doing a lot. He won't say that he's doing a lot, but he is doing
but
a lot.
But they mean that church. I say in E, is it on or in church?
In church.
In church, you told everybody I'm a quiet, I'm a loud person. But now you're saying I'm a low-key person.
No, I mean like in term, you are a loud person when it comes to your opinion. Okay, let me just give you your
See,
background.
See, Dame Iladi does not say anything good about me.
Well, we clash.
They have history. For those wondering, they have history.
We clash. But it's just, I mean, like, you're allowed with your opinions. When it comes to, like, stuff you're doing, like, as per career, the moves you're making, you're a bit quiet about it.
But that's how they raised us in Africa. You should not say you're traveling. If you're traveling, don't tell people you're traveling before they cross the plane.
Exactly.
So maybe that's where I got it from, Sha. But yeah, then that he doesn't say anything good about me. So I'm wondering why I'm even here.
Wow. Okay, let's refocus. So like, where do you get your determination from? Like, what keeps you focused? What like gets you, to do?
Two words. YouTube.
No money.
Huh?
Money. No money.
Like,
no money.
Oh, determine. Like, what keeps me focused?
Yeah.
What keeps you determined? No money. Money, no.
I won't say it's money, though. It's complicated because everybody obviously wants to be comfortable. I won't lie and say I don't want to be comfortable. But I'm at the point where I'm like, you know what? I've come this far, so what's the worst that could happen? Yeah. Right? So I'm like, I just want to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
So it's the things that like make you happy, right?
Yeah. I just realized that like I like doing some other things rather than doing assignments. So I say doing those other things.
Yeah. So for people out there, for people listening, you heard from straight from Mr. Obi. What makes you happy or what you want to do to keep you focused. Alright, and so like how do you know that you want to like do what you're doing currently? Was it just you had a flair for it or did you just see like some place you were lacking or you saw like okay for instance you read some books and you're like I could have some ideas on this.
Was the trial and error kind of thing? Yeah. Like, you tried this, it didn't work, scrapped it.
I think it's a bit of both though because I didn't realize how much I loved or I liked telling stories or creating stories. Let me not say telling. Let me see. Because I'm just trying to teach. I'm trying to teach myself how to tell stories right now, whether it's via written form or via films or via...
Yeah.
So I just realized it recently. And then I now thought about, like, ever since I was in primary school, I was always in a drama team, right? So I was always like, you know what? I was actually always acting in one way, even though our dramas were trash. I mean, yeah, we tried, but... You were not obviously Hollywood dramas, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, oh, I was always involved in one story or the other, right? Or trying to play a role, play one role or the other. So I just said, you know what? Might as well. And then for the trial and error, like last year, I really had like, if I went through a phase where like I did a lot of things. Like there was a time when I was designing logos. There was a time when I was a video editor. There was a time when I was driving people. There was a time when I was doing driving lessons. Like I did so many different things that like I finally now stumbled upon writing my book. Then and I said, oh, okay, this is something I kind of liked.
So you'd honestly say one of the best routes to like finding like who you are and all that is to try and whatever you feel like doing at that point in time, you should just go ahead.
Yeah, like I think a lot of times we're just afraid of. Oh, people saying now this is not going to work. Or you want to sing, or you want to.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like you probably get to a point where you're just like you know what, these people don't even feed me, so why am I caring about?
Why are you disturbing yourself? What?
So it's not. I won't say it's easy, but it's easy. Like, just literally, what do you want to do? If you want to talk about movies all day, then just talk about movies. Find someone else that likes to talk about movies, and then two of you talk about movies. And before you know it, two of you start bringing out ideas.
Yeah.
Or if you want to, I don't know if you can sweep very well. Because there's an example Demi gave about sweeping. I was very shocked on Sunday. She gave an example about how good she can sweep, but yeah,
you get the point.
So whatever you want to do,
go ahead and try it.
Just go ahead and try it. Like, that's why we're young. I think that's the whole reason of being young, just to try.
I feel like a lot of the times, well, even me too, I get scared to try things because if I fail and
what I feel to
always forget that we have a lot of time ahead of us, like something. Like,
but what is failure though?
To be honest, like, failure only brings you closer to your goal because then you know what you did wrong.
But then if you failed and then you still achieved your goal, did you ever fail? That's something I started asking myself. Like, okay, let's say my goal was to buy a microphone, and then let's say my goal was to buy a good microphone.
Mm-hmm.
So the first microphone I bought wasn't good. Second microphone I bought wasn't good. Let's say that means I failed the first time. I failed the second time. But then I ended up buying a good microphone on the third try.
Mm.
So does that mean that I failed, right? But I've already I've succeeded. I've gotten.
Yeah, you learned from
the. I've gotten the good mic. Does that mean that I failed at getting a good mic?
No, I guess it just happened. Like, maybe the first mic when you bought it, you're like, oh, I need to look for sound quality. The next one, like, I need to look for whatever it is, I don't know, it sound tech, whatever, yeah. So I guess, like, it's not failure, it's just the path to success.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I feel like you can't really, like, there's no such thing as failure, like, it's just in your head, like.
Or maybe it's just the negative, like, connotations we attach to failure.
Yeah. So what about when, let's say you try something and you fail, quote unquote, and then never go back to it.
Failure is really you. Like, it's when you say, I'm not doing this again. That's when you failed. So apart from that.
Oh, I think it's like, it depends on your reaction to you not getting the actual goal.
So let's say exactly like in Nigeria, imagine all those people that they always say they never find, found. What's that thing, example? Jam.
Yeah.
So they wrote jam like 8 times, they failed, those people are failures. Yeah. But then the 9th time, they ended up passing it. So in my own book, like, if they ask you, have you passed jam? You say, yes, I've passed jam.
Jam. Yeah,
so
yeah,
does that mean that the person has failed jam?
You
passed the jam. I don't know, Shah. That's the way I think that's I see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. That's honestly fair.
That makes sense. So, like, one question I want to ask about the actual work that you do and the actual, like, what genres are you interested in? Like, when you say Kamsi, what are we to expect in, like, the type of things when we read your books, when we see, like, works that you've produced?
Mm-hmm. What I want to focus on, how will I phrase it now in human tongue?
Are we aliens?
Because when you have something in your head, it's always so difficult to bring it out, right? In like, what I want to focus on in the things I try, the stories I want to tell, is the affairs of the heart, like in the sense of like things are never straightforward. Like, our whole life, they've taught us that, oh, this is black, this is white, and this is good, this is bad. But like, when you now look closer. Is it closely? One of those things,
yes.
When you look closely at all these things, like, you now start looking at, oh, now I understand why Demladi said this, Oh, now I understand why Demladi reacted like, oh, because I did this, that hurt her.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to, like, that's what I'm trying to do, Shah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to convey it. Last, we'll just get money and and do big action movies where they just shoot in.
Yeah. So you're like involved with like the gray matter of like human beings. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter like this genre, whether it's romance or adventure.
Yeah, like, I want it to, because when I watch movies now, I'm like, reason why, like, for example, romance.
Yeah.
I had this one movie. I don't know if you guys ever seen it, The Photographer. I don't know, can't remember the name.
What's that about?
Is that it's like a romance? Is it called romance or romantic?
Romantic comedy genres have romance.
Yeah. So basically, this guy and this girl, like, they are in a romance, and then Isha ends with the movie. Isha ends because when I was watching the movie, I was not really interested. I was only like, I know how it's going to end. But it ends with the guy getting a job offer to work in his dream job, and then obviously him working in his dream job is going to separate him from the woman he loves, and then those kind of things pick my interest because life is never straightforward at all. Yeah, like, she,
this is, it makes sense.
This makes sense. Yeah, they will finally be living happily ever after, yeah, that kind of thing. And then they ended with, oh, they will figure it out. That's how the movie ended. So that's an example of how I see life.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. When you first said the affairs of the heart, I was like, that sounds like a Nigerian movie. That starts with a prince in one point.
The affairs of the heart, I don't know. I just
so come see, like, now they're in our podcast, so you feature us in seven of your productions, you know.
I asked Demi Lady. I know I've been attacking Demi Lady since. I asked Demi Lady to come.
No, it was that, thank God you even brought the grey matter thing. The reason why I wanted to be there. But something just happened that took me away. That
but you know when you have power. These friends, right? That they always give excuses when it's time to show up for you.
Wow. Then
you
are there,
I never knew.
So
Dari has never given me. In fact, Dari too even gave me an excuse now. So I what am I on this podcast?
The thing is, you know what? It's calm. It's okay.
No, but I understand. I'm just joking. I'm just playing. Sha. I can understand definitely.
So yeah. So another question is: where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
And if all else fails, I'll just be a musician and dread my hair and live my future.
And side note, Kamsi can't sing for anything at all.
Why are you doing this? What if
I'm sorry, like
the record producer
I want to warn them beforehand before you guys spoil their business. They'll be like, they put so much faith inside you.
I can not sing, I confess.
He can maybe he can try producing, you know. Because he's also a sound engineer. Like, this guy actually doesn't give himself so much credit. Like, he does camera work, he does. He fixes his laptop, his hair. I bet my fix the light bulb in my room. What does he not do? He has so many, you know, side hustles.
That it sounds like you got a crush on me.
Wow. Really.
Yeah. But no, I feel like that's something, you know, it's something I appreciate a lot. Just having range of so many things that
I feel everyone has, you know. There was a point where I'm sorry for making it so personal about me, Sha, bro. Like, there was a time when I really felt like I couldn't do anything. Like, all my friends can sing, all my friends can dance. Probably everybody went through that phase. But the thing is that there is another question I want to ask you guys. Is there anything like a smart person?
Smart in what sense?
So, because, like, okay, let me see why I asked that question now. Like, before, there was, when I was in secondary school, let me not mention his name. But this boy, I taught this boy further maths. I did everything I could to help him in this further maths, but he still did not understand it. And then, I wasn't like, no, this boy is dumb. I didn't tell him that, but my mind,
your mind says,
this boy is dumb. But then later now in life, like, just seeing what the guy is doing with his life now, in the area he's in now, I can never dream of doing those kind of things.
Yeah.
So, can I now say I'm smarter than him? I'm smarter in that area.
Academically, you're smarter.
But then, so that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody has the area where they are good.
Everybody is smart.
For those that play FUT, it's like you're playing someone off cam. Like,
this man is about speaking.
It's French. Like you're playing someone off cam. Like,
Please explain.
They won't know. If you know, you know. If you have boyfriends that play FUT, please let them help you.
One thing I'll say is, I know it concerns soccer. I don't know, video games. You know what? I don't know.
Do not embarrass yourself.
I actually don't know.
But yeah, that's what I'm just saying. Like, that's how I see myself in life. Like, in life, like, in general. Like, so that means we are all smart, intelligent people. But we just look down on ourselves and are like, oh, since I can't do this as well as this person. Like, let me think of something Dimnade is good at now.
Wow, he's so hard for you to think.
Dimnade is a good
Dimnade
can sing.
Well, I'm good in school. I feel like I'm friendly good in school.
Yeah, she's academically smart. She's good in school. She's a good friend. There's a lot of things that Dimnade is good at.
You guys are on the same podcast. Now. You can't start your beef at episode 4 now.
It's calm. I know you all are pitying yourself. No, our next guest will be my friend, my personal friend.
She just confessed that I'm not her friend.
You're my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're my personal friend.
You see?
Let's refocus. So, you're basically saying, so since everyone is smart, it's all about finding that thing that you're smart at, quote unquote, and, you know, applying your effort to it and using that to take you somewhere. Like, If you're academically smart, of course, be in school, do what, you know, take classes, all of that.
No, become a teacher.
No, not a teacher. Find your career in the academic field and do that. But if that's not your way, you know, try out what you can.
Just try and find out what you're good, what you like. Not even what you're good at per se. It's what you like doing. Like in me, I like telling a lot of my history. When I was in secondary school, my computer science teacher, he told us, this is very terrible advice, but I feel like this advice has been given to us in so many different ways. He told us, even if you love playing football and that football is not finding you money, and then you are washing someone's car and they're paying you millions, or more better go and wash the person's car. And I'm not like, at first at the end I was like, facts, I'm going to wash the car and get all the money in the world. But then, I think if you really sit down and think about it, like, we have to do what we like to do. Like, we have to actually live our lives.
You might not find fulfillment in what you're doing.
And I feel like you have to even just start from now to just like, okay, I like doing. I'm not saying go and start being lazy, because people still think they like being lazy. But even if you have all the money in the world, like I asked Larry one day, okay, if I give you $15 million now, would you still be lying down on your bed doing nothing?
No, it's not possible.
You still just find something to do. So just go and
find something.
Yeah, and I think that ties into individuality, where like to come into yourself and to fully find yourself, you need to know what it is you like to do. Discover yourself fully.
You need to spend time with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, how many of us actually spend time with ourselves? Like, actually take that time to be like, you know, I don't even like this rice I'm eating. Like, or I don't even like I don't even like this color. Like, there are some things you can't even, some people don't even know all these, like, things about
why
themselves.
Why is it that I'm doing this thing I'm doing? Am I really, like, for instance, not like, I know someone that, like, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, I can't remember the episode or the podcast specifically, but this lady was speaking about, like, oh, this is what she was doing in school. She was so focused on this. She was really good at this. But one day she just said, and she said, wait, I'm going to class every day. I'm getting good grades, but my mind is not in this thing. My mind is not focused on this thing. So why am I doing this thing? And now she quit school and she got like a job in another field. I think she's like an artist now, like a visual artist. And she's not making as much as she would if she stayed through school and became a doctor, but she has done the things she always went to travel, paint,
exactly, do. So like that's like most of the time we don't even live our life. Like, how many times do you want to go out? You're like, oh, I can't go out, I have work. Oh, I can't go out, I have school assignments. Oh, I can't, like I feel like, when is that ever going to end?
Yeah.
Is that ever going to end? We're just always going to have work or something doing. Oh, I have to be this place. Oh, they are not letting, because.
I was watching a YouTube video the other day, and they said the most important thing to always ask yourself anytime you're doing something is why. Always ask the question why. If it feels off in any way, shape, or form, ask yourself why. Why? I didn't because you want to. I didn't just to make ends meet. And I get, believe me, we understand doing something
to make ends meet
or just for the time being, but you know, I guess in the grand scheme of things, ultimately you need to ask yourself why you're doing this now, why you actually want to do it, especially if it's long term. Especially
if it's long term, aka your careers.
Exactly, if it's long term, please ask yourself why.
So I think one thing I would want to say is, Kamsi, you know, what do you currently have in the works that you're trying to promote? What do you want our dear listeners, who I hope will listen to this episode to the end, what do you want them to
what do you want them to look out how about for? You?
Sorry, I blacked out. Yeah. I have a YouTube where I post, so I'm going to be posting a lot of the films that I do. And there's a film that is...
What's the name of the film?
Leap of Faith. I can't believe you had to ask me that question. The name of the film is Leap of Faith, right? And then it's on my YouTube, Kamsiona TV.
We'll put it down in the description.
Exactly.
Should I teach them how to spell the Kamsiona? KAMSIYONNA TV. They should not spell TV.
Yeah, and one thing I want to say is that Kamsi has actually contributed a lot. I think you're part of Wire Media, right? Do you want to promote that? Because he and his team, quote unquote, they encouraged us to start this podcast, and they've like done a lot to like make this come into fruition.
Exactly.
So,
without them, we would not be
here. Exactly. We won't be here. So, do you want to say more about Wire Media?
But this is a Kamsi episode. Let's keep
the Kamsi episode. But still, though, why, like, why media, like, it's not going to be, like, in the forefront of a lot of things. Like, you're not going to really see it, but it's always going to be in the background, yeah, like, there. That kind of thing.
Yeah,
secret society.
Secret society. I'm dead. If you guys want to shoot any videos, want to do anything special, yeah, I think it's Wire Media on Instagram.
Yeah,
Wire Media on Instagram, yeah.
Yeah.
We say, shoot a DM, we'll air your DM.
Not air, they'll get back.
We'll get back to you
when they come.
So, my last question, Kamsi,
mm-hmm.
are you happy the way you are? Like, are you content currently?
Oh, I wish I had $10 million. I'm joking. I'm actually happy. Like, I really feel like God has helped me so much. Like, I've been through so many things that I'm always like, like, but it's those are very big, big things. I'm gonna be finding that ways, right?
Yeah.
So I think I'm actually really happy. I wish Dimnadi and I were closer, though, but
it's not happening.
It's not happening. It's right now.
We are friends.
They're civil.
We're civil. They don't fight. You know, yeah. Physically. Don't catch us. You know, shouting outside. So. That's it for this episode.
It was a blast, guys. Having my name.
Exactly. Kamsi, thank you once again.
Thank you for joining us. It was a long journey to get to actually record this.
Let me just say, if you think it's more huge guy talking due to the voice, Kamsi not that huge.
Excuse you. It's big enough. I am 6 feet, 6 foot four. 6 foot four. Sorry.
And on that note, I think we should
thank you for joining us this episode.
Yeah.
I hope you all made it through all the banter.
Yeah, and follow us on Instagram. Yes. At Dari and Demi's podcast, literally Dare and Demi's podcast. Don't worry, it's exactly where I pronounced it. And yeah,
see y'all later.
Bye.
Peace out. I'm to say
bye bye. Say bye
bye. No.
Ah.